Alright. Since you encyclopedians can't write your name on the fucking dotted line, awful shit, I'm writing this article myself. My name is Gordon fucking Ramsay, and I was born on November 8th, 1966, and I'm a chef. I'm not a warlord, I'm not a warrior, I'm not even a fucking druid. I'm a chef, alright? A fucking chef! My restaurants were rated 3 stars, and I'm famous for my television programs across the world. Now don't go adding stuff like, Chuck Norris kicked my ass, or I yelled my ass off, because it's not true! You're being immature and childish for adding that fag! Now, in the early years, my father was a fucking failure. He chose to believe in all his job opportunities, but never managed to get one job right. And my mother was a trained nurse. Well, if she was a trained nurse, would she be able to fix my father's head? Anyways, my life with my family was fucking itinerant as my family moved around, spent all the money they had because my father's a failure. Alright, he's a fucking failure. He can't do anything right. Well, in 1976, we settled upon some British village I can't recall. In interviews, purposely declining my father was an alcoholic. However, my autobiography, Nobody Cares About This Pie, describes my life with my father as a fucking nightmare with a goddamn obvious alcoholic. I mean, how obvious is it to detect that my father is an alcoholic? You can smell it in his fucking breath! At age 16, I finally moved away from my parents to a better place, somewhere without my parents. I was chosen to play football at age 11. My football career was unfairly marked by a number of injuries that were purposely done to me. Thanks a lot, football jerks. You ruined my career. Let me tell you about an experience I had in the summer of 1984. I was being actively scouted by the Rangers, the club I supported, when somebody tripped me and made me injure my knee. Seriously, I might add. And even worse, I was training for football. I was training! But I had no choice to train on that injured leg. I felt like the devil was mocking me from above. Well, how do you like this, devil? Fuck you! I never recovered from the injury in the Rangers. Well, they blew me off. It's stupid. I'm a fucking injured leg. The least they could do is let me play on their team. But you know what? Fuck the Rangers. Fuck you! The only thing I could do was take up to cooking, since that was the only thing I could fucking do. Since the Navy and the police didn't want me, I had to enroll in a local college sponsored by McDonald's, you know. The place where they make shit burgers out of shit. Anyway, entering that college was the worst decision I ever made. Not because of the career I wanted, because of that shit food I had to eat. I'd eaten 17 Big Macs and I want no more of them. They tasted like two shit. After my football career ended abruptly due to, you know, guys thinking they're good, in reality they're not. I paid lots of attention to my culinary education by working as a chef for a restaurant over there, then a restaurant over there. When I banged the owner's wife, she just kicked me out like a dog. A fucking dog! I moved to London, where I instantly got work as Harvey's as a lap dog. After 2 months, I couldn't take any of this shit and I wanted to be the head chef. I told him, stop fucking around! And he told me, fuck you! So I did what I normally do. I punched him in the face, kicked him in the balls, and inserted a slab of French bread in his ass. Then I spat in his face and left to study French cuisine, since I didn't have enough money to fly to Paris. I was to work for somebody I didn't know at some French restaurant I forgot because of these pills I take. Anyway, after being treated nicely around there, the owner invited me to a ski resort. I thought, finally, Paris. Finally! So I took the next plane to Paris and I worked at the ski resort for 3 years before I caved into pressure. What? A god can't take the pressure? Can a god cave into pressure? Well, I was crushed that I wasn't working strong enough to stay at that fucking ski resort! Now, after I got my courage back, I own and manage a lot of restaurants around the world. I'm a head chef. Case fucking closed. Nothing more to add, you fucking un-idiots. As if you thought that was the end, you're fucking wrong! I host and create television shows that show how fucking serious I am! In 2004, I created Hell Kitchen with Rupert Murdoch. That way I think it happened was this. Fox execs were looking for another reality show to milk. When I came into the office, walked up to Rupert Murdoch, threw my feces at him and kicked him in the genitals, Rupert fucking agreed to let me create a show for them. I swear Rupert Murdoch is a fucking weakling. Fucking weak! The show is basically about me telling chefs they suck so much ass. I mean, they suck. I tasted better food at McDonald's, and you know what the food created? I created this F on my fucking tongue, that's right. The F stands for fucking failure, because your food is crap. Even if the food is good, I say it's crap because it's crap. Same thing with kitchen nightmares. I go to struggling restaurants, examine them, and tell them their restaurants suck. I don't fucking care that I'm on television. I'm fucking Gordon Ramsay. I go around judging restaurants like they're crap, and I think that encyclopedia is crap. Well, you know what, encyclopedia? Fuck you, encyclopedia! That's right! fuck you! You with your stupid usernames, your so-called admin skills, and your so-called humor. You failed to know the fact that the British word for humor is humor. You failed to comprehend basic grammar, and you are the idiot for featuring such crap. I mean, go eat shit, fuckers. I'd rather throw my shit into your mouths just as a way of saying you fucking suck. You know what? I could do your job way better than anyone here. I can manage this site way better than you. You know why? Because I'm Gordon fucking Ramsay. I make restaurants. I have my own TV shows. I have my own fucking corporation. Something you idiots will never have. So come on, you fucking idiots. You fucking wussing out. Make the goddamn admin so I can shove shit down your mouths. I don't care about your crap. I am always right. I am better than you. Fuck you, Encyclopedia. Fuck you. Sorry about that. Gordon's in a correctional institution. He's been avoiding his meds for some time now. I'm a guy from the correctional institution, and on behalf of Gordon Ramsay, I apologize that this has happened. We'll take further steps to make sure that this never happens again. As such, we're stripping Gordon's internet privileges, restraining him, and locking him in a big white room indefinitely. Thank you for understanding.